USA Radio News.
For USA Radio News, I'm Robin Walensky. No palm trees, Florida sunshine, or ocean breezes for President Trump this Christmas, as he will be staying in Washington, D.C., working during the partial government shutdown. The president refusing to cave on his campaign promise to build a border wall. Here's the president in a recorded White House message.
Drugs are pouring in. Human trafficking. So many different problems, including gangs like MS-13. We don't want them in the United States. We don't want them in our country. The only thing that's going to stop that is great border security with a wall.
Democrat Chuck Schumer on the Senate floor.
We arrived at this moment because President Trump has been on a destructive two-week temper tantrum, demanding the American taxpayer pony up for an expensive and ineffective border wall.
For USA Radio News, I'm Robin Walensky.
Hi, this is Wayne Allen Root. Are you among the millions of Americans who feel uncertain when it comes to their health care? I'm happy to inform you there's a solution, and that solution is Liberty HealthShare. Liberty HealthShare is a community of like-minded people who work together to pay for their medical costs. There are no networks, so you decide your doctor and hospital. Liberty HealthShare allows you to easily decide how, when, and where you will access health care. Because our rights come from God, not government. It could be the best practical, moral, and economical choice for you and your family. It was for me. I joined. I'm a member. My children are members. Starting at $107 a month for a single, up to $449 a month for a family. That's mom, dad, and all the kids for $449 per month. That's my cost, and I'm loving it. This is the way healthcare should be. For more information, call 855-58-LIBERTY. That's 855-58-LIBERTY. Or visit lightyourliberty.com. That's lightyourliberty.com. And regain control of your healthcare costs. Together, we're changing healthcare for good.
Devastation in Indonesia after a tsunami kills more than 200 people, more than 800 hurt as the wave of water washes over beaches without warning. Scientists believe a volcanic eruption and undersea landslide causing it, many people still missing.
An underwater landslide caused by the eruption of the Anak Krakatau volcano sent a wall of water described as 10 feet tall across Indonesia's Sunda Strait without an alert. Warning buoys are positioned to alert residents of tsunamis caused by earthquakes and underwater tectonic plate boundaries, but this eruption happened in close proximity to the shoreline. I'm John Clemens.
An Indonesian pop band called 17 performing near the beach when the tsunami slams into the stage Saturday night. Two band members killed, four others missing. The lead singer telling CNN through a translator,
I just wanted to say that our bass player, Benny, and our manager, Oki Wijaya, passed away.
This is USA Radio News.
Hi, I'm Wayne Allen Root, and through my longtime affiliation with the Libertarian and Republican parties, I've learned a thing or two about how politics and the economy really work. The writing's on the wall. All signs point to a major shift in investing as we know it. If you haven't started buying precious metals, you need to. Call now to order the Wayne Allen Root Precious Metals Investors Package, which includes six different silver coins from major mints around the world for only $99. Call 800-885-GOLD. That's 800-885-GOLD. That's 800-885-4653.
President Trump receiving both criticism and support on the Sunday talk shows for his decision to pull troops out of Syria. USA Radio's Rick Vincent with the story.
Former Defense Secretary Leon Panetta went on Fox News Sunday to strongly criticize President Trump's announcement of troop withdrawal from Syria and Afghanistan, saying the move sends a terrible message to the United States allies around the globe and threatens the country's national security.
The question the president has to decide is whether he upholds his oath of office as President of the United States to protect our security, or whether he's simply going to move forward and fulfill campaign promises.
Kentucky Republican Senator Rand Paul on CNN's State of the Union praised the president for deciding to pull out of Syria.
It isn't going to be easy to find peace, but leaving our troops there is sort of like a tripwire to a much larger war.
For USA Radio News, I'm Rick Vincent.
And the very latest now on that drone scare at a British airport, USA Radio's Chris Barnes reports from Washington, D.C.
British police say the two people initially arrested in connection with a string of drone sightings that brought London's Gatwick Airport to a standstill are innocent. The two, a man and a woman, were released on Sunday without charges, and police say they did cooperate fully. Whoever operated the drones apparently still at large. The investigation continues, the airport offering a reward of over $60,000 for information leading to an arrest or arrests. For USA Radio News, I'm Chris Barnes.
For USA Radio News, I'm Robin Walensky.